Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. I'm Michael Neal. You can read more about me and what I do at michaelneal.org. Today I wanted to explore the relationship between circumstances and our thoughts and feelings. And I'm going to start by exploring the sort of two most common ways that people assume that they relate, and then propose a sort of a radical third way that I think is actually closer from what I've seen to the actual connection between our thoughts, our feelings, and our circumstances. Now, the traditional way of thinking about it, the way most people would think about it, is circumstances create thoughts and feelings. So depending on how much you kind of buy into the notion that we feel our thinking, which is the fundamental notion behind pretty much everything I do, people still think that circumstances are the cause of the thoughts that cause the feelings. Or for some people, they don't even take thought into account. They just say, well, no, circumstances create feelings. I have crappy circumstances, I'm going to have crappy feelings. I have good circumstances, I'm going to have good feelings. And then people who kind of get that it doesn't quite work mathematically that way, because sometimes my circumstances look crappy, but I feel okay, then they go, well, okay, then circumstances create the thoughts that create the feelings that we live in. And that's the conventional model. So you'll either hear people talking about how they need to change their circumstances so that they can be happy, so that they can feel safe, so that they can be at peace, or they'll say, yeah, I've got to watch out for those circumstances that trigger me. I've got to keep an eye on circumstances that could cause me to think and feel a certain way. And that's one understanding that people have in the world. It's sort of what we call the outside-in understanding. Now, there's a sort of a popular opposite to that, which is what many people kind of think of as inside out, which is that thoughts and feelings create circumstances. So if you've ever read anything about the law of attraction or The Secret, you know that that's a very common idea, is that if you think the right things, if you're in the right feeling vibration, then you will create, you will draw to you circumstances that are in line with what you like. If you're grateful for what you've got, you'll get more. If you vibrate with a Porsche, you'll drive Porsches. It's something like that. Now, what I want to actually propose is that our circumstances neither create our thoughts and feelings, nor are they created by them. But that in fact, there are two entirely separate tracks going on at the same time. In other words, life does what life does, and our thoughts and feelings do what our thoughts and feelings do. And as a metaphor, I wanted to share the idea of the way a film is made. I don't know if you've ever seen a film being made, but essentially they show something called the dailies in a movie, and the dailies are where they just show the picture without sound. And it's a way to catch images. It's a way to see, you know, if something was filmed beautifully, if there were mistakes that need to go back over. And, you know, there's an expression in the movie business that a movie is never as good as the dailies and never as bad as the first cut. Well, what makes the movie come to life is when you add in the sound. The soundtrack, the music, and the background. And it suddenly makes it real. It brings it to life. And that, to me, is a closer analogy to how the mind really works. We have an internal soundtrack, and it looks like it syncs up directly from the movie. So if you're watching a movie, it will look like, oh my God, they're seamless, and the music is coming right out of the movie, and oh my God, that's the perfect music for that bit of the movie. But in fact, it was made the other way around. They added in the soundtrack to create the impact they wanted the movie to have. And if you've ever seen a movie called The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, might have been Revenge of the Killer Tomatoes, you'll have some idea. Basically, it's a movie with a lot of picture of tomatoes rolling at people and people with smushed tomatoes on their face. And without the sound, it would be just stupid. With the sound, occasionally, you will get scared by the tomatoes. You will start to be a little haunted by this tomato. There'll be just a picture of a tomato, but the music, da, 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 and you know, oh my God, it's a tomato! Ah! Well, we're like that in the sense that we don't see that our circumstances look wonderful or horrific or however it is that they look because of the soundtrack that happens to be playing in our heads at that time. Because of the sum total of thought and feeling going on inside us. Now, am I being pedantic when I say that there is no connection directly between circumstances and thoughts and feelings in either direction? Possibly I am, but I actually don't think that I am. And there's a couple of reasons for that. We all know that in the same circumstances, people have different thoughts and feelings, so that there isn't an automatic thought and feeling that everybody must have for any particular circumstance. But what we sometimes don't see is how often what's going on in our minds has nothing to do with what's going on outside of our bodies. So you'll be driving, and if the soundtrack had something to do with the movie, you'd have some thoughts and feelings about the road, but it's one of the most common experiences in the world to kind of come to your senses 20 minutes later and realize you've been driving for 20 minutes and you didn't see any of it because you were so in the soundtrack, you weren't paying any attention to the movie. So all I want you to think about today is, what if my thoughts and feelings existed completely independent, a completely separate track, almost arbitrary to my circumstances? What does that open up as possible about how different my circumstances could look in a moment than they look now if a different soundtrack comes on? But also, how much freedom does it give you to know that you don't have to ever avoid any kind of circumstance because your thoughts and feelings can't be triggered? So I'm going to leave you to ponder on that, and you can share your reflections on the Inside Out community on Facebook. Until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.